Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 70th Locarno Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Rana Ait, who is presenting her film Panoptic, which premiered here at the festival in the Signs of Life section. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk a lot about this film for the next, 8 to 10 minutes. But the first thing that I want to ask you to do is, would you be able to introduce your movie and tell us as much as you'd like to say about the movie? Like, it's hard to say the story of the film, but maybe you can introduce it for us. Yeah.
The film is mainly a trip into the city for me to discover. It's my personal trip in Beirut to understand the city within its core. So I went underground this city because I lived 17 years of civil war. So I wanted to understand the relationship with the shelters, and it happens to me that I was living underground for almost 17 years. Yeah. So I tried to discover within my personal story and trying to bury my father and my relationship to the city through the underground of the city.
What do you mean when you say to bury your father?
Because to mourn the father, because even if you lose it, you lose someone and you bury him. You have to do this mourning process to let him go. So I didn't know how to do that because I was very close to my father. And I realized that we have a problem because there's a lot of death and martyrs and wars. So it's a general thing that we don't know how to mourn our dead.
That could be even an international thing when you think about it. But specifically here, it is your personal journey. And to tell the story of this personal journey, you shot the footage. I'm just trying to tell our listeners how you kind of constructed it. You shot the footage yourself.
No, I had the crew. I had a crew. At some location, I had 70 OPs because we had to go quick because those... places are it's forbidden to film there usually.
Well, there you go. Can you tell us a little bit more about these places? Because, like you said, it's very difficult to even shoot in there.
Yeah. There's a detention center, and it's forbidden to go in there. I waited a year and a half to get the permit. So it was very difficult and I had only 3 hours. So we went 70 OPs and the 4 sound engineers to have everything we can have in this small amount. And then there's Burj Al Mer, another monument that was used by snipers, and the underground floors was used to torture people and to imprison people. So now we cannot film there. I waited another 6 months to film there. And there's a Hotel Beau Rivage. It was a normal hotel, but underground it was controlled by the secret services, Lebanese army, and Syrian intelligence. Because, Syrian was there for 30 years. The Syrian intelligence was there in Lebanon. So, and it was a place for torture. So it was very difficult. No one filmed there before.
Yeah, it's also very complicated, but I think that in your film, because it's not necessarily like the documentary, the typical documentary that tells you everything, there's a guy that narrates everything, what exactly everything is, every shot, it appeals to the senses, and you of course make reference to the hearing senses, and even just through the images, the sight, and so that's something else that's very important in your movie.
Yeah, because I'm a sound designer. I work as a sound designer.
Oh, that's interesting.
So for me, it was the base of the film, hearing the film and hearing the city. And it's for me, it's an essay documentary. It's a trip. Maybe you don't know the places, but it's the feeling of the place, the emotion you get, the sound you can hear, the pictures. It has a feeling. They have a feeling. So,
but I get the impression that, when people do try to make documentaries about their city, they actually kind of sometimes fail because they're unable to be receptive to the real sounds of the city, to the real visions of the city. I'm also especially talking about the TV formats that are very careless and usually focus too much on linear stories. Mm-hmm. So how does one hear the city or see the city, you know?
See one that
they lived in and that they lived such strong things in.
Well, because I'm a sound designer, so sound is very important to me to understand things. So I record a lot in Beirut. And it was really, when I was shooting, for me, when I took the sounds of the places, it helped me to understand the place more. So for me, hearing the city, and for me, we have a problem in Beirut. The main problem of Beirut is the sound pollution. So it's a very, very noisy city. So that's why I wanted in the sound to record the reflections of the sound, to see this very complex aspect of sound of the city. But it is a very noisy city, and we don't listen to each other in the city. That's why the problems persist.
It's difficult to distinguish, among the noises that are happening. But it's also very interesting to me to find out that you work in sound design, given that at the start of the documentary you mentioned that you had problems with your hearing.
Yeah, it's solved now.
Yes, it's all now. Okay, you can hear me all right.
I hear you. I hear you completely well. Yeah. No, it was I had to do an operation, yeah. But it was a learning experience to me, because I felt that this calcification I had in my ear, and it was not an easy experience, but it reminded me of the calcifications of the city. In a way, the city is calcified, and it's there's no operation to do. We have to do the operation. Like I did the operation to save my ear, we have to do an operation to Beirut, because it's going to collapse at the end.
It's funny you mentioned that word specifically, calcified. Of course, you do repeat that word in your documentary, and I actually made a note to write it down on a copy while I was watching the film, because I thought it stood out to me. It was a really important word to me.
Yeah, calcification, because it becomes, it's become stiff, and at a certain point, it's going to collapse.
Yes.
And when you see the monuments underground, there is water. So at some time, I can see that in maybe 30 years, this city is going to drown.
Is that what you kind of imply as well when you look at the people, when you take shots of the people and you slow them down and the atmosphere kind of becomes a little strange, a little scary, even frightening?
Because for me, this is the whole story too, that we don't know how to mourn the dead, and we always flatter ourselves that the Lebanese people don't die. But for me, they don't die because they are undead. They're already dead.
Oh, right.
So they are like zombies for me.
I see, yeah. Well, that's what it's implied as well when you shoot the people, at a political gathering, in much the same way as you do when you film the people at like a nightclub. Yeah. So it was very interesting.
Yeah, we are zombies in a way.
Masses. You're kind of skeptical of masses.
Yeah. And especially all kind of masses. The mass that were present in the army day, they are politically brainwashed by everything, by the religious people who are there, by the army. They can't criticize anything. Mm. And the people in the nightclub, as the younger generation that doesn't want to hear anything about war, about what happened, they are in complete denial, and we have loss of memory.
This is actually a really interesting topic that I'd love to discuss with you further, but unfortunately, time constraints are that's the way things are. But this is your first movie, and I'm just wondering, why did you decide to make the transition from, obviously, I don't know, you'll ever give up sound design, and why would you? But why did you decide to direct a movie at last?
I will always be a sound designer. Sure. This is my sense, is my passion. But I always felt that I wanted to do sound at the first place to hear the city, to talk about the city. So sound for me wasn't just a technical part of my life. It was something I wanted to study and to really hear the sound of the city to understand. So now when I felt there's a subject about doing something, why not? I did it. So it was only a trial, and then maybe I have some ideas. So it can, because now I feel that there are some things we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. There's some necessity to do some things. So if I can do both, I will.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I wish you all the best. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.